Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, beautiful people. Hope you're doing really well. Well, I want to say welcome to all of the enjoyers that are tuning in today and to all of our new friends from around the world that are listening in. I am believing today, as a result of today, you are going to hear God's voice clearer than you've ever heard it before. There are some areas, there are some things that God wants to speak to you about today. And I believe as we come around God's word, this is the day that the Lord has made and he is ready to speak. So let's open up our ears, let's open up our hearts and get ready for the word of the Lord. In the midst of all this sound, how many of you know there's so much sound happening? There's so much noise happening. Noise, 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 noise. More voices than planet Earth has ever heard before are ringing out across the lands and the nations of the world today. But in the midst of it all, can I say this to you? There is one voice that we need to hear way clearer than any other voice, and that is the voice of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me." That's right, they follow me. Now this verse, it is a twofold verse. It speaks of two knowings. It speaks of the fact that we hear his voice and we know his voice, but it also reveals to us that Jesus, our good shepherd, he knows his sheep. Friends, if you belong to Christ, I want you to know today that Jesus knows exactly where you're at and he's got an eye out for you. He loves you. He's committed to you. He's going to speak to you. The reason he wants to speak to you at this time is so that you might follow his voice. Church, in this season and in this time, there is no doubt about it. Above all the voices, we need to hear one voice. Above all the sounds, we need to hear one voice. Above all the noises, we need to hear one voice. And that voice is the voice of Jesus, because it's Jesus and Jesus alone that is going to lead us through the valley of the shadow of death, as it were, and into greener pastures that lie ahead for all of us. 33 years ago, I found myself in a cubicle in the Aubrey Base Hospital. You don't need to know how I got there, but I got there. Some of you know the story, so you're well aware of how I got there, but I got there. In that place, I promise you this, I could hear, it was like everything was turned up, that the volume in that place was loud, the voices in that place was loud, everything was loud. But it was like Jesus from heaven in that moment. He reached down and it was like he got the volume knob and he turned it all the way down to the point where I couldn't hear anything. It was completely silent apart from the voice of God. I could see everybody moving, but I could hear nothing. I could hear them, I could see them talking, but I could hear nothing, because Jesus turned the volume down. And in that place, I really heard the voice of God for the very first time, and it changed the rest of my life. From that moment, my life was changed because I'd heard the voice of God. In Psalm chapter 46, verse 10, it says here, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." Friends, can I encourage you? Church, can I encourage you? Just be still. Just be still in the knowledge that the Lord is God. Be still and understand that God is for you, he's not against you. Be still and understand that God has got a plan for you, and the plan that he had for you at the beginning of this story is still the same plan. God's plan is to prosper you. It's not to harm you. It's plan to give you a hope and a future. God has got good things in store for you, but there are times when it feels like everything is just coming in on us that we need to be still and acknowledge he is the Lord. He is the Lord. I heard the voice of God for the very first time on March 28, 1987, and I promise you, from that day, my whole life changed. My future changed. My calling changed. My destiny changed. My whole world changed because I heard the voice of God. In the midst of all the voices that we're hearing at the moment, we need to hear the voice of God. You need to hear, I need to hear, we need to hear the voice of God. During this time, the only voice that you need to hear above all the other noises is the voice of our good and faithful shepherd, Jesus Christ. He is good, he is faithful, and he is our shepherd. He is our Lord, and he is our Savior. Now, I don't know about you, but me personally, I got my favorite Bible heroes. I got my favorite Bible characters that I love way more than, well, some of them, to be honest, for me are a little bit bland, but that's just being really honest. I know I probably shouldn't say that, but they're just a little bit bland. For me, there's one in the New Testament that I love, and you know who I love. I love Peter. There's no doubt about that. And the reason I love him is because as I read about Peter, it seems that Peter was a little unfiltered. Reminds me of somebody I know, if you know what I'm saying. He was unfiltered. Typically, if he thought it, he said it. Now, you know as well as I do, there was times where this got him into trouble. Undoubtedly, it did get him into trouble. But you know, his passion and his fervor and his for Christ and the kingdom of God actually turned his life around. As in, I think God saw something in this guy that God was able to use. If God could shape it and if God could harness it, then God could use it for greater glory and for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And so while Peter may have had foot and mouth disease, there was a time where God said, I can use this guy. I can use him to bring it, and I can bring him forward. And it's true. So we see Peter going on this journey where one minute he's being rebuked publicly by Jesus, and the next minute at the birthing of the church, he is heaven's voice in that moment. Now, for this to occur, for this man to go through this transition of having foot in mouth one day, but being a voice to the nations the next day, he needed to know two things. And we're going to go after these two things today. And I believe that as we go after him, God is going to speak to you, give revelation to you, that you might be better prepared for not only this season, but for all the seasons that lie ahead in and through Jesus Christ. So here we go, Matthew chapter 16, reading from verse 13 together. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed! Or something like that. I don't know. How do you think Jesus would have said blessed? Do you think he would have said, well, blessed, or blessed, or blessed? I'm not too sure how you imagine Jesus speaking, but I would have been like, blessed. Anyway, moving right along. Blessed, that's what he says. He says, Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. While some of us might think, well, gee, look at Peter, he got so much wrong. Friends, I want to encourage you, maybe you've made mistakes in the past, but I want to encourage you, if you get a revelation of who Jesus Christ is, then your whole life can turn around. While many might laugh and ridicule Peter for all the times that he got it wrong, when the time that he had to get it right, he opened his mouth. How many of you know? He got it right. In fact, he got it really right. Jesus says to his disciples, so you're telling me what everyone else is saying. You're telling me what everyone else is thinking. But what about you? What about you? Who do you say that I am? That's what I want to know. This is Jesus. He's in their face now. And he wants to know. He's calling it out. Who do you say that I am? I can imagine at the moment, the air got really thin. Everybody lost their voice, but not Peter. Not Peter. No, no, no. When the time came to open his mouth, he opened his mouth and he declared that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I can imagine in the split seconds that followed that statement, it would have seemed like an eternity for Peter, an eternity for everybody watching on. It's like, all right, what's going to happen now? I think it would seem like eternity until Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven, at which time I can imagine Peter starting to get his dance on. I can imagine that he's high-fiving everybody. It's like, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, or something like that. But I can imagine in that moment, his enthusiasm was like, yes, I knew you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How many of you know that's who he is? He is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. But Jesus isn't finished yet. Then he says to Simon in verse 18, and I tell you that you are Peter. Up until now, he's been Simon. Then he was Simon Peter. now it's just Peter. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Friends, for any of us, and for that matter, all of us at this time, to come through this season that we are currently in, we need to know two things. Not things we've heard from other people, but things that we have heard from God above. We need to, above all the noise, we need to hear the voice of God and get understanding concerning that which matters to God. The first thing we need to know is, who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Not until you can answer this can you move on to the second question. But so let's just go back to the first question. I'm not asking you, who do your parents say the Lord is? I'm not asking you who your wifey thinks the Lord is. I'm not asking who your children think the Lord is, or your neighbor, or the doctor, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. My question to you today is, who do you think the Lord is? Because when you can answer that question with a heartfelt, conscious, washed, born-again conviction, when you can answer that Jesus is the Christ, it's then that you'll be ready to move on. It's then that you'll know that you are blessed and ready to move on to the second question. And it's in this time now, the time that we're in, that the second question is of such great importance. The first question we need to answer is, who do you think the Lord is? The second question is like it: who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Now, maybe you've never actually asked yourself that question before, but now's the time you need to ask it, and you have to have a solid answer. We're asking, who do you think the Lord is? And once you've got that worked out, Jesus is the Christ, it's then that you'll be ready to ask the next question, which is, who do you think you are? Once again, I'm not asking, who do you think your parents think you are? Or I'm not asking, who do you think your neighbors think you are? I'm asking, who do you think you are? You are. Who do you think you are? You know, it's like we've all been asked that question from a negative point of view. Well, who do you think you are? I'm not asking it from that point of view. I'm asking it from heaven's point of view. You need to know, child of God, man of God, woman of God. You need to know, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to be able to answer this question before you tune out today. Who do you think you are? It wasn't until Peter had heard from the Father that he knew who Jesus was. And it wasn't until he had heard from Jesus that he knew who he really was. But after one encounter with Jesus, he's not shaky anymore. He's not foot in mouth Peter anymore. Now that Peter seems to, now it's gone. And now he is solid. Now he's a rock. It doesn't matter what he's been labeled in the past, because he understands that what they labeled me isn't who Jesus labeled me. Jesus has given me a new name now. He says, my name is Peter. He says, I'm a rock. He says he's going to build his church upon me. And now I'm going to find my voice like never before. And I'm going to begin to speak the word of God. I love it, because we see the transformation here of a man from a long way out that went on a journey, and because he allowed God into his life and to speak into his life, he becomes a brand new man. But when you hear from the Father, you'll know that Jesus is the Christ. And when you hear from Jesus, you'll know who you are. And I know who you are in Christ, and I know who I am in Christ, and I know who we all are in Christ. You know who we are? We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. You know that's the truth. I know it's the truth. Not because I say so, but because the Word of God says so. Friends, I want to remind you today, who you are is the head and not the tail. Who you are is above and not below. Who you are is a child of God, born again of an incorruptible seed. This is who you are in Christ Jesus. How do you know that? Because you heard the Father's voice concerning Christ. Now you know who he is. And because you know who he is, you're allowing his word to come into your life, and you're discovering now who you are. You are a child of God, born again by an incorruptible seed. You are blessed. This is who you are. Who you are is blessed of the Lord, set apart for the purposes of God, who has, as a child of God, been born again by the Spirit of God and been given the keys of the kingdom. That's right. You, if you're a born-again, Spirit-filled believer, you have the keys of the kingdom. Now, this is where we get to go to work. This is where it gets to be a whole lot of fun, because now we're not Now we're not shaky. Now we're not that person with foot in mouth disease. Now we are solid. Solid, solid, solid. Why? Because on Christ the rock we stand. We are children of God that are building our lives upon the Word of God, and we have the Word of God in our mouth and the keys of the kingdom in our hand. Now, the truth is, the keys of the kingdom that are in our hand is the Word of God that we're now going to begin to speak from our mouth and begin to declare like we've never declared before. This is how we have the opportunity, and this is why we have the opportunity to begin to bind. We begin to loose with the words that come from our mouths. Friends, I want to encourage you. Your strength is in your mouth now. We need to begin to confess the word of the Lord. We need to begin to speak the word of the Lord. We need to begin to pray the word of the Lord. We need to begin to prophesy the word of God. We need to begin to declare over our lives and over our marriages, over our families, over our workplace and businesses that the goodness of God is our inheritance. We will inherit the land because our God is good. It's the word of the Lord. You have the keys of the kingdom. Now lift them up and lift them up in Jesus' name. Begin to speak them out, prophesy, declare in Jesus' name. Begin to pray. So this is why above all the noise and all the sounds, all the voices, we need to be hearing the voice of God that we might have the mind of Christ. And once we have the mind of Christ, we're speaking it. We're speaking it. We're not buying into all the negative news. We're not living in ignorance of it, but we're going to begin to declare the promises of God over what we're hearing. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter. We are speaking the word of God. Yes, we are going to adhere to whatever the government is telling us we need to adhere to. We will do that joyfully. We will step it out by faith and with wisdom. But at the end of the day, we're going to speak the word of God over our lives, over our family, over our lives, over our families. This thing shall not end in death. No way. Not for you and not for your family. We will declare the promises of God, a yes and amen to those that are in Christ Jesus. We are going to speak out the word of God. Speak out the word of God. I want to encourage every man, every woman. I don't know who knows Christ that's watching in today and who doesn't. I'm going to assume most of us do, but I'm going to assume also that maybe there are men and women out there who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So in this time, can I encourage you right here, right now, to lean into Jesus. Step back into the arms of God. Be still and know that He is God. Maybe you're watching in today and you're a long way from God. Maybe you were once in Christ but have drifted away. It actually doesn't matter. If you're not walking with God, you're not walking with God. What I want to encourage you today is lean into God today. Accept the free gift of salvation. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages for that sin is death, but the free gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. But to receive the free gift of salvation, we need to receive it. We need to receive it. We can do that by repenting of our sin and turning to God. Everyone can do that just like that. I want to encourage you, no matter where you're at today, no matter what country you're in or what city you're in, I want to encourage you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. So wherever you are, if you're out there today, this is how it works. There's a little raised hand just under the comment box if you're watching online. And you can hit that raised hand right now, right now. If you want to give your life to Jesus, hit that raised hand right now. And someone from our team is going to be there to pray with you and support you in this decision. But I want to encourage you right now, wherever you're at, that we would all pray this prayer together. We would all lift up our lives before God. So maybe you're in Christ, but I'd encourage you to pray it again. I take every opportunity I can to pray this prayer because every day I want to give my life to Christ. So I'm going to encourage you right now, wherever you are, to pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of my sin and help me, Lord, to live a life that is both pleasing and honoring of you. So today, Jesus, I give you my life and I give you my all. And I ask you, Jesus, be my God, be my Lord, be my Savior, and be my friend. Because I know you're hearing me, Lord. I believe that now I'm your child. Now I am your child. And I'll never be alone again. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. and amen. God bless you today for making that decision. Once again, if you haven't hit that raised hand, just hit that raised hand right now. People are there to pray with you as you've made a great decision, the decision for Christ today. I want to pray now. I just want to pray a blessing over all of our church. Maybe you're not part of our church, you're watching in. I want to pray this blessing over you also today. God is for you. He's not against you. He's a good, good Father, and He's got so much for you. So today, as we wind up today's service, this is what I want to pray. In fact, why don't we just, whatever prayer position you take, you can be sitting there and that's wonderful. Just close your eyes and maybe be still and know that God is God right now. Just let me pray this prayer over your life. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every man, woman, child that's watching this service today. Lord, I pray for every enjoyer. I pray for everyone that's leaning in today. I pray, Almighty God, that we would hear your voice like never before. And upon hearing your voice, Lord, we would know two things. We would know who you are and we would know who we are. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, in this knowledge of who you are and who we are, we would take up the keys of the kingdom and we would begin to speak the word of God with the authority that you have given us. I thank you, Lord God. Lord, that you have called us, Lord God, to be mighty warriors in you, Lord God. We are more than conquerors in you and through you, Lord God. So today, Lord God, we open up our mouths and we begin to speak the word of God into every situation that we're challenged with and faced with. Lord, we declare, Lord God, we are blessed on the way in and we are blessed on the way out. We know that because your word tells us so. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said, amen. And amen. God bless your church. Hope you've enjoyed today's service. Why don't you stay online, talk to some people. Don't forget all the different ways that we can connect during the week. I pray God's blessing upon you now and always in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said, amen and amen. God bless you and bye for now.